Well, a dream of a crystal cruise is the subject of travel journalist Kay Harwell Fernandez's article. Welcome, Kay.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific, as usual. You know, you in your article, you quote Alfred Lord Tennyson, and it says, "Like glimpses of forgotten dreams," is the way you started off, and what a lovely way to start off your article. I think it was very moving. You're just an incurable romantic, Kate.
I am indeed. I am.
And then you lived the dream.
On that luxury cruise ship, too.
And then you went on to live the dream.
I did, yes. It was a wonderful cruise aboard Crystal. They have a tagline that says, "The difference is crystal clear." And I think that Crystal goes beyond that. It's almost a credo for them that everyone on board assures that your Crystal cruise experience is indeed different. And I did find that to be true.
Now, they have two ships. They have the Serenity and the Symphony, I believe.
Yes, they do. Both of them are fairly new ships. They're relatively small. I had the good fortune of being on board the Serenity, and they only have 548 staterooms, which, you know, the ships are smaller, and that makes them more intimate, and
right.
It makes for a very good experience.
Now, you flew to Venice to pick up the ship, I believe.
I did, indeed. This was a Mediterranean cruise, an 11-day Mediterranean cruise, with most of the ports of call in Italy, but we went to other very exotic places as well. But when we started off in Venice, they picked us up at the airport. The check-in was just seamless. We were on board very shortly thereafter, and there they were with a glass of champagne welcoming us aboard the ship.
How nice.
It was very nice. I think one thing about the luxury cruises is that you have certain expectations that your experience is going to be at a level higher than, you know, most people are used to. And that in itself, I think, is a luxury to have that pampering.
Now, tell us about the accommodations.
All the staterooms are lovely. They have staterooms and penthouses. The penthouses are just maybe some additional square footage, but they all offer some wonderful amenities. They have luxurious bathrobes and Aveda toiletries and very nice duvets and Egyptian cotton linens. It's very nice. And unlike some of the medium tier ships, they offer complimentary bottled water, soft drinks. They set you up with wine to get you started, and which is very nice. They have complimentary dining in your stateroom. The penthouses also have a separate jacuzzi tub, flat screen TVs. They offer complimentary shoe shines and pressing, just, you know, most anything.
Well, just getting back to eating in your suite or in your cabin again, is it just like room service, or do you have to let them know the day before that you're going to take a particular meal in your cabin?
Well, again, we were extremely lucky that we were in a penthouse suite that had personal butler service.
Right.
And the butler was kind of at your beck and call, a very nice young man who was European trained. And you just push a button and you tell the gentleman what you would like and what time you would like it, and it's there before you can bat an eye.
And that's kind of nice, isn't it?
It's very nice.
You don't get to take them home, though, at the end.
No, and we missed the butler when we got home.
You mean you didn't ask your husband to put on a black tie and white gloves?
Oh, I didn't think of that. That would have been good.
Now, tell us about, you say in your article, the daily diversions seem endless. Walk us through that a bit.
Yes, you know, some people have this misconception that they might be bored on a ship. Well, I think that there's nothing further from the truth, and I've sailed a good many times. On the Crystal ships, they have Oh, goodness, they have so many special programs. They have guest lecturers, which can be very, very interesting. On our particular ship, they had a couple of guest lecturers who were talking about the Mideast, and my husband went to those lectures. They also offer seems like an endless number of classes.
Well, and then
and
you
these
say
these are all options. You don't have to take them, of course.
Right, and then of course the state-of-the-art fitness center, as many of them have. But I guess this was a little bit special.
Yes, you have a panoramic view of the ocean, and
which is lovely.
Can,
yeah.
You almost forget that you're on that treadmill.
Right.
When you see the waves around you, so you can exercise without even knowing you're doing it.
And
to
they
work
have
off
a,
that wonderful food.
And you say they have a well-stocked DVD library if you just want to.
They do. They have a nice, quiet library. It's I think 3,000 titles of books and
right.
DVDs, and which is very nice. I like to curl up with a book myself because I. Seldom been able to read at home anymore.
Now, the Creative Learning Institute I found quite interesting, where you could take language classes, and in your case, I think that you took some Italian, and how did you make out with that?
It was a lot of fun. We had a great instructor. He made it a lot of fun for the class.
Right.
And you know, we didn't have to have homework necessarily, but we took three different classes. You know, because we had so many Italian ports of call, it was very nice to pick up a few sentences and phrases to use while we were, you know, in port. And
right.
That was a lot of fun. And I also took a Yamaha keyboard class, which I had never done before. And, again, it was just a lot of fun.
Well, what's interesting is you mentioned that they have destination-specific lecturers come on board. And one of them you mentioned, interestingly enough, is the Smithsonian Institute, the educational arm of that. And the previous guest we just had on was the director of the Smithsonian Journeys.
Yes.
And I thought that was that was interesting. But I see more and more now where there is much more towards the literary end of it than just, you know, fun and games. And I think
yes.
that's really wonderful.
I think these enrichment programs are. People are looking for many different things on a cruise, and part of it is a cultural diversion as well as the fun things, you know, like casinos and
yeah, good point.
And sports and so forth. So I think it gives people a very broad spectrum to choose from.
Now, of course, they have a casino, I assume.
Yes, they do. They have a fun casino. They have wonderful shows in the Galaxy Lounge. They're Broadway-style productions. You have Juilliard graduates who are performers. It's just everything is just very first class, I would say, all the way.
Now, even to a point where they have a Hollywood theater, in fact, isn't it?
We had great fun in the theater. It was something that we certainly didn't expect. It was the cushiest movie theater I had ever been in.
Right.
And they offer first run features on this, you know, just a screen that's just like a movie theater. And then as soon as you sit down, there's someone to give you popcorn and your soda, and you sit and enjoy the movie. And it was fun, very different that you don't expect on a ship.
Now, how about the food?
The food.
We always get into that at lunchtime. It drives me crazy.
There is the dining room on board, and they have wonderful creations on their menus as well, and there are also two specialty restaurants. They have Silk Road and the Sushi Bar, plus they have Prego, and all of these just have wonderful food. Obviously, Prego has the Italian cuisine,
right?
And Silk Road has the Asian fusion, which is created by Nobu, which is a very famous restaurant in L.A. and you have to make reservations for these restaurants, but there's no additional charge.
And, of course, Wolfgang has some of his stuff on the menu, I'm sure.
Yes, Wolfgang Puck, and his menus can't be beat, that's for sure.
Now, in addition to the specialty restaurants, tell us about some other dining options.
If you want to be more casual, and there's always that those times when you come back from port and you just want to relax a little bit, there's a Trident Bar and Grill, which is right next to the pool, and they have a great menu, including, of course, fresh seafood that you can choose from.
And did you have some favorites?
I always love seafood. And a couple of things I think I mentioned in my article, they had a pistachio-crusted goat cheese tower with sun-dried tomatoes and a pesto vinaigrette.
And you also mentioned grilled rosemary and garlic marinated lamb chops, which got my mouth watering.
Yes, my husband really liked that. And that's served with the white bean mashed potatoes, which is very interesting. And it comes topped with an onion triangle, tomato, and Kalamata olives. And it's served with eggplant parmesan and a wine gravy that's just delectable.
Now, the other thing that you mentioned, which I think is of particular interest in cruising, is that Crystal is not all about atriums and the usual. It's more about it's more about the down-homey, woody feeling rather than what
right.
one is normally used to.
Right. There's no glitz. There's no neon.
Right.
There are no distractions like that. It's very warm. The woods are warm. It's I would say understated elegance. There are gold tones and some deep reds. And it's very welcoming, again, very sophisticated and classy. And you can go into the atrium and you hear a pianist in the background playing, soft melodies, classical music, and nothing boring, but still just to kind of to set the tone that that you're kind of in a sophisticated environment. But it's not pretentious, though.
Now, let's touch on ports of call, if you will, and on your particular cruise, and then, of course, how those that are interested can contact Crystal Cruises.
Sure. Our Mediterranean cruise, as we mentioned, started off in Venice, and we went to Dubrovnik, Croatia, and Corfu, Greece, which were wonderful ports of call, and also Naples and a place outside of Florence, and we had to take transportation into Florence and to the wonderful Monaco, which is just outstanding. It's such a clean, impeccably clean place and very enjoyable.
And
we ended up in a port not far from Rome.
And you mentioned before going ashore during the ports of call that they have very knowledgeable staff and special shore excursions.
The shore excursion desk is just excellent. They know the ins and outs, and they can give you recommendations even if you don't want to take a shore excursion and go off on your own. They're extremely helpful and knowledgeable, and you always feel confident with their recommendations. And if you do go on an organized shore excursion, they're with you from beginning to end. They don't leave you hanging. There's transportation. They're extremely organized.
And if you would like to read Kay's article more in depth, you can go to ttrn.com, and you will find it there. And Crystal Cruises, I might add, is, if you want to go online, it's www.crystalcruises.com. That's easy enough, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Kay, thanks again. Always a pleasure.
We've got to run,
and we thank you for sharing this information with our audience.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it, as always.
Pleasure. Bye for now.
Thanks.